Wait, get started.
Beautiful day, and during this crisis that they say we're going through today, I just pray that common sense will prevail above all things, and people make wise choices. And pray for the leadership of our country, they make wise decisions. Be with our commissioners and our judge today to make the right good decisions here for our county. So we commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Just for whatever reason, now you want to count everybody in a room, right?
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and start today's meeting. We're going to go ahead and start with the open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And as always, I'd say that if it's something that's not an agenda item, that we cannot comment back to that. And if there is anything else associated with an agenda item, then we can take those comments then or after the fact. So at this time, do we have anyone from the audience who wishes to speak? Anyone? Oh, Joel. Okay.
Judge Commissioners, just update on the JP 3 building, the old one. The asbestos mitigation is completed, and we're waiting on the state to send the paperwork in. So as soon as we do that, we can demolish it.
Did it pass?
Yeah, that.
We're good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone from the court?
Just urge everybody to use common sense. Don't panic. There's plenty of food out there. They'll keep restocking the stores as long as people keep coming. I saw a picture today of people standing in line at HEB.
Our HEB.
Yeah. And so don't panic. Use common sense. Avoid exposure where you can. But just don't panic. We're going to get through this. So that's it.
Mr. Peachum.
I would say pray a lot. And I think this is, unfortunately, I think our families are going to have a lot of together time. Because, and make sure that your kids, if they're 18 and under, they have a curfew 24/7. And they can't be out playing over in a neighborhood basketball or something like that unless they're with a parent or a guardian. So that's important. And even though they're not in school, and this is coming from a principal, you all, I hope they brought their books home. And I'm looking at two right now that I know they're making theirs do homework. But they have got to stay abreast with their work. So it's not a vacation. That's all.
Mr. Rockford.
Just to reiterate that we're going to get through this. Everybody just stay calm and stay as far away from gatherings as you can and everything. I've been reading quite a bit of stuff. I had some information today that shows that there's a lot of things happening in China. They're on the downside of the deal, actually, and a lot of things are coming out. Hopefully they'll come up with a vaccine here shortly, and maybe we can get this thing behind us a little quicker, but otherwise just stay up with what's going on.
I think everybody's covered it.
Everybody's covered it. All right. Well, then I probably need to cover a little bit in more detail then, just because. So, we did issue the order this morning for Orange County. And I will tell you, it was after a whole lot of talk and discussions with our city mayors, city managers, our school districts, especially in the 9-county region, which basically fits into Congressman Babin's district. We all met multiple times. We've been on multiple conference calls with the governor and taken all of our direction of what we did throughout with the CDC and what their recommendations are to where we came to the conclusions of what we were going to do as a county and as a region. All the counties involved here locally are basically doing the exact same thing. All the school districts are implementing some sort of what they call a flexible education program that they will determine by their own school districts to meet the 50, okay? Because that's the magic words here today, is that is maintain the 50, be below the 50, and everything is good. The reasons for this, and if we'll all keep this in mind, because we do know that this affects business, this affects people at home, it affects parents, it affects everybody, but the idea is if we get in front of this thing before the wave that China and Italy saw hits, then we can lessen our impact to our local community and our local citizens, because that's what this is really all about, is to protect our communities and do the very best we can to do that. And by doing that, our school districts really came into play, because one of the things that we've learned through that over there is that's one of the main things, is that through mass gatherings, and mass gathering doesn't mean just a party or a festival, it also means schools and things like that, that those things are being put in place to protect those people from not only them, from themselves of catching it, but also when they bring it home to someone else. Because the thing that, probably the biggest learning of all of this is that so far has been that younger people can get it and never know they have it. They can show very little signs of it, but they can take it home to their grandmother, their grandfather, their aunt, their uncle, someone who's already, someone who's already has a pre-existing condition, and pass it to them, and then now things ramp up a whole lot worse for them. And so that's where we're trying to stop this at. And I like to say this, when I'm saying we the country, we the state, because we're all on board with doing the same thing. And so that's what that's about. So in my declaration, which I followed, like I said, all the other counties, and on the recommendations of the school districts, and just to kind of clear up some of the, a couple of things that are confusing. One is that there's an emergency order which is in place for 30 days. That can be in place because it's an emergency order. It doesn't shut anything down, doesn't change anything. It has some recommendations in it. But we're allowed to do that by Government Code 418 for 30 days. The emergency declaration I can only do for 7 days. That's why it is a 7-day document. So we will hold a court next Monday, which that will be on the agenda item to renew. For at that point, we can renew with the court's permission, if they so choose to vote for it at that time, for an additional 30 days at that point to match what we have with the emergency order. So that's where we're trying to do with that, is to make sure that we're following those guidelines set aside right now. The government did pass out or send out last night about midnight an email concerning Open Meetings Act, the Open Meetings Act and the open meeting requirements. Open meeting requirements says we can do a telephone conference meeting, we can do a video conference meeting, or we can do a meeting such as we're doing today. Public comment still has to be allowed. So in a telephone type situation, a video type situation, you would email those comments, concerns, questions in, and then we would read them at the court. I don't foresee us going to that at this point. I still want to prefer to have our open meetings. We may implement, as you've seen Jefferson County and many other counties have done, is they're changing theirs to a limit of 10 in the court. So what my request is unless you absolutely have a need, some reason to be here, that you limit that time here until we can get past this, okay? I'm not telling you can't come, you can come, but we're going to limit it. I don't want to have to make a call to 10 at any point. You know, if we keep doing what we're doing and keep spreading out, we're going to be okay.
Does the 10 count
us? The 10 counts us. We count in that number. And so hopefully we don't get to that point. The other thing is on the 24 hours curfew. And so on the 24-hour curfew for our kids under the 18, because this flexible education program is going to be different for different ISDs. They're going to determine what that looks like for them. So some students will go to school. Some students may not go to school, but they'll have homework. They'll basically have a packet sent home. That's going to be determined by our different school districts throughout the region. That's up to them. All we've told them is they have to meet the 50 requirement. And so they'll do that. The reason we did the under 18 is because they were asked us to put that in there and to keep that in place, mainly because and I will kind of reiterate Commissioner Beecham's comment, this isn't a vacation. We still have to do this. We still have to do our schoolwork as best we can. We still have to promote that. But the main reason that this is in place is it doesn't do us any good is to take kids that are in an environment that has 15, 20, 30, 40 of them in a group and take them outside and send them home, and then they go down to the local basketball court and 25 or 30 or 40 of them get together. And it only gives, what it does is it gives our sheriff's department and the school districts the ability to go over and say, hey, y'all just need to disperse. We're not going to arrest no kids. We're not going to bring anybody to jail because they're under. But we may tell them, hey, you need to, y'all need to separate, spread out. Okay, that's what this was about. We may put in some language, hopefully later on, to clarify it. But you know, we thought it was pretty clear as it was, because it's not, your kids do not have to stay at home. You don't have to keep them at home. You can take them out. You can go do things with them. You can go places. But just, you know, remember, this is a precautionary measure to keep the spread of this very bad virus, if it gets out. And we're trying to stop that. And then currently, we have zero cases in Orange County. We have zero cases in any county next to us. And so we're fortunate in that, but we fully anticipate at some point that we may get one, and we want to be prepared for that. But we also want to be prepared to hopefully get in front of this thing enough that we can stop the spread of it when it is here, if it gets here. So that's basically the, I think, the couple of things. Let me make sure I've touched on everything that I wanted to touch on. And then, like I said, so next week we will be going to, we were going to do it in May anyway, but we're going to go ahead and start early, times a month. We'll do our regular court session, and then we'll skip a week, and then we'll have another court session. So we're going to go to a two times a month, court sessions for the Commissioner's Court moving forward, for the exception of next Monday. We will have Commissioner's Court because I need to do the executive order at the 7 days. So that, you know, that will be it. And then if there's any need along the way as we move forward for any special call meetings in the middle, then we'll do that. The one thing that we have, that we know we have, is the we are required by law to have one called meeting a month. Those are posted. Those are already on the deal. We cannot change those dates. We cannot change those times. But we can. But the special call meetings we can change as we see fit. So moving forward, there will be two, for the exception of next Monday.
John, do you plan to do one in first and third, second and fourth?
Well, it's the second and fourth, because our call meeting is the second. It's already there.
Okay.
And we're pretty much on the
Monday.
Sir?
What time will it be Monday?
Monday will depend. We've got some things we've got to work out. It depends on what time we're able to post on Friday, but we're planning on 10 a.m.
Planning on what?
10 a.m. 10 in the morning for the Monday meeting. Because it's going to be very short. It basically will probably only have maybe one or two items, and the one is going to be this particular extension, and that's it, unless something else that we have to do before then comes up. That's the only thing that's going to be on the Monday meeting. All right. We'll go ahead and move on to item number two. Discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster Imelda. Okay. And item three, discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads.
Yeah. Judge, Commissioners, the work progress on Morrisville office is going great. The roof is all completed. Today we talked with Justin from Scarborough, and they're getting their count on the materials for all the sheetrock inside the building. So that part of the process is going great. And since the Vider Sheriff's office was part of Hurricane Harvey, the office that we're working on in Vider, we're in the process of putting all the new ceiling grid up, so that process is going good. It shouldn't be... After we get the ceiling grids up and all that, we're going to start painting all the walls inside the building. Then we're going to do the flooring in the restroom and keep moving forward, get the carpet in there, then it'll be just up to the sheriff's department to get furniture in there. So we are moving forward with both projects. Thank you.
Wait.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you. You think you
well,
can
I'm
what?
I
thought
you
was
going
to get away.
I did.
Yeah, no, Kurt, it's not happening. But it's all good. It is really coming along, and I've talked to Justin, and he loves me. But anyway, about the outside colors, and I gave him the final colors, and I said, this is it. I will not change.
Yes, he called me.
But I had to have them to him yesterday, and they were going to start replacing wood and everything on the outside, and then they were going to start painting, but it's going to start raining. So
yeah, he told me it wasn't going to be this week as far as any painting on the outside due to the weather. They want to have a better forecast before they start on the outside.
Can
of the
they
building.
Work on the inside?
Yes, ma'am. They're figuring up all the material list on the inside.
Good.
Bill went up there and met with them at 1:20 today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please, Teresa,
thank
what color did you
I appreciate
you go
it.
With?
I'm not telling. Pink.
Polka dots.
Pink polka dots.
Good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything on our roads? Anything, Clark? We don't have anything?
No, there's no news.
Okay. All right, item number four, discussion and possible action regarding approving the resolution authorizing the Orange County Sheriff's Office submitting the Regional Homeland Security Grant number 4096801 for 2020. This grant is from the Office of Governor for Cybersecurity Terrorism Prevention.
Doug, we're just trying to stay on the leading edge of this, and that grant finally become available, so we were just asking permission from the court to apply for it so we could try to start gathering that information on what's going to be needed. We all know that's a growing concern, and so we're just trying to stay on the leading edge of it. I believe you have a copy of the resolution. Is that correct?
And I'll read it here in just a second.
Okay.
I was just going to. So I'll read the resolution, and then we can take a motion for it. So the resolution states that whereas the Orange County Commissioners find it in the best interest of the citizens of Orange County that the Cybersecurity Terrorism Prevention Grant be operated for the year 2020. And whereas the Orange County Sheriff's Office agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the Office of the Governor funds, the Orange County Sheriff's Office assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. Whereas the Orange County Commissioners Court designates the Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign as the grantee's authorized official. The authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioners Court approves submission of this grant application for the Cybersecurity Terrorism Prevention Grant to the Office of Governor. And if we have a motion at this point.
Second.
We have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. So, pass and approve this 17th day of March 2020. Grant number 4096801, and we will all need to sign, key the music.
Don't start the music yet.
I said key it up.
In the midst of all this, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some small gatherings tonight, Walter.
Yeah.
Very small.
Item number five, a discussion and possible action regarding designating an individual acting in lieu of a county fire marshal for county mass gathering events. And what this is about is when we do have mass events, this all kind of started before this, just so everybody's aware. But we do have mass events. There's a few people that have to sign off on that, from our sheriff to the judge to a fire marshal. We do not have an acting fire marshal. It has been someone that we designated, or we as a court could do it. But what we decided to do is we reached out to the fire marshal with City of Orange, John Bilbo. And he agreed that he would act on our behalf in these instances where we need someone to go out and inspect and look in how they were going to do this, and he's agreed to do that. But we need to have a court action to approve him being our designated fire marshal in just these events like this, in these applications when we're having an application for any type of a public event that's someone's requesting to be a mass gathering type of event. And so that's what that's for.
May we appoint Mr. Bilbo, Chief Bilbo.
Is it Bilbo?
John Bilbo.
I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion by three. I have a second by one to appoint John Bilbo as our acting fire marshal for the Orange County mass gathering events. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding retaining Allison Bassin McGee LLP to assist Orange County with the professional services for redistricting due to the 2020 census count and for the Orange County judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. I put this on here because we received a letter from this group. It's a professional service, so we don't have to go out for bid on it, but we received the letter. So I reached out to them because I'm very unsure of the time frame. I knew that it was very close. They did tell me that they needed an answer pretty quick. Apparently, this was supposed to have been something that was handled last year in March or April. It was not. It wasn't brought to the court's attention at that time. And so when I called them, I said, well, how much time do we have left? Because it actually, the census process starts in April pretty quick. And if we wanted to get some professional services pretty quick, we had to have some because they only take so many. And so I put it on here for them. I will give you a breakdown of what their contract fees are for doing this when it comes down to it. Their first phase of it, which would be the initial year, which would be in next year's budget, would be the $10,000. The initial startup to do to review the data and all the stuff that's going to come out in April was $10,000. At that point next year, if the maps show that there would need to be changing and mapping and lines and all that, and they took that step, then it would be an additional $12,500 in that year. And then upon completion of the project in the third year, which is 2022, it would be an additional $12,500. So the total cost of the contract with them is $35,000, but it's paid in three-year increments. And for them to do the work on our redistricting, we have to have someone do it. We can't do it here locally. I mean, it's not possible, especially a county of this size. And we don't, and it does, and it keeps the politics out of it because they come in and do it. Now they work with us on it. You know, I had a pretty lengthy discussion with him on how they do this, and they work with us all to make sure that things fit and match. But they have to take everything into consideration, from school lines to city lines to everything has to match based off certain demographics, certain socioeconomic, and all those things got to come into play, and that's what they do. And so so that's why I've got this on here, if the court sees fit, so that we can move forward with this to a motion for it or not. But we can have some discussion about it. But we almost missed our deadline is kind of the key thing here.
Do we not have to bid this?
And it's professional services. We do not have to bid professional services contract.
Then I make a motion we accept this so we can move on.
Second.
All right, I have a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion?
I just want to say that they're probably doing this for most counties in Texas. This is the TAC legal group.
Yes.
And so they're doing a lot of these for most of these counties in Texas. And so I think they're very good at what they do. So I certainly would support that.
Okay. Any other comment? All right. I have a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. All right, item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $422,111.56. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use tax allocation for the month of January 2020 and have been credited to the general operating fund.
Make a motion.
Second.
Okay, motion by three, a second by four. File that into the minutes of court. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. $117,981.78 to Orange County Appraisal District from the General Fund 111-54110 for the second quarter funding due March 2020. And then that's it on that one.
And also for approval on on March 17th, 2020, from the general fund, $307,807.03. Road and bridge, $3,046.06. Mosquito control, $282.84. Adult probation, $6,251.50. Airport, $4,037.01. Consolidated accounts, $37,564.51, for a total payment of $358,988.95.
Who's going to pay the bills?
I just want to ask a question. I was going to call you and I just didn't get to. this is just because I don't know. Why do we have to pay the appraisal district $117,000, almost $118,000?
That's part of our...
They've been contracted with most entities to do the appraisal, so that there's... I can't remember what year the government passed a bill that would put it to one entity. Uh-huh. I think that's when they were chosen.
Do we do it? One time?
I think every entity in Orange County contracts with them.
But just one time a year you pay them?
No,
I said we pay quarterly.
Quarter. We pay them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
motion stands.
Okay. Well, motion by one. I can get a second. Yeah.
Second.
Second question. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item nine is a discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date through February 2020. But I think if we're going to no action this event till okay. Okay. Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer road and bridge from 001-111-53830 contingency of $60,000 to 001-470-54250 waste disposal fees of $60,000. Purpose to provide funds for disposal fees at the Citizens Collection Station. The increase above budget, the budget amount is due to the aftermath of Imelda and 6 days per week operation. And that's just our pamphlet, you know, for having that thing open like we did and operational and you know.
If you don't mind, just reiterate the hours now, please, for me. Clark, would that?
We're open starting back, I think it was March 3rd. We started being open on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. On Tuesday and Thursday, we're open 7 in the morning till 6 in the evening. And on Saturday, they're open 7 in the morning until 5 in the evening. And, you know, we implemented the new policy of taking up cash out there. And people don't have to have a sticker or a card anymore, but we still honor those cards until they're used up. Excuse me?
What's the cost?
It varies depending on the items that you're bringing out. We do have two big signs posted out there telling you the breakdown. We also have that on our Facebook page for Road and Bridge, and I think on the county web page under the Road and Bridge tab also.
Okay. We probably when we do our new website, we need to create a waste management or something tab. Sometimes people don't think to look under Road and Bridge.
Yeah, we do get a lot of calls. They'll call our Road and Bridge number and then ask for the landfill, and we explain to them what we operate, you know, both things.
So, Clark, are you out in that budget item, or you just try to make room because you know you're going to be out?
We're over. Normally, the bill runs around $5,000 to $6,000 a month, and for this budget year, it's been running more like $25,000, $26,000 a month. So we have exceeded everything that was set up for the whole year.
Okay. Don't see where we got much choice. We have to take care of it, so I'll make a motion.
And I'll second it.
Motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 11, discussion and possible action regarding purchasing the ScanPro 3000 all-in-one for the quoted price of $13,435. As per discussion in the budget hearing, this will be paid by using county clerk's record management funds. Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Make a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. And again, pass that on to Ms. Brandy. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you. Number 12, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the county clerk's office from 040-926-59999 records management other from $13,435 to 040-926-57590 records management equipment less than $5,000 to $13,435. Purpose to purchase ScanPro 3000 all-in-one. Quoted price includes installation, training, and support. And this is just a financial move to pay for it.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Three, second by Four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer general fund for burial fees from 001-111-53830 contingency of $27,550 to 001-111-54290 burial fees of $27,550 purpose to increase the indigent burial fees account.
We've had more burials this year.
I just want to ask a question. And, you know, so many people, wealthy people that don't have much money, a lot of people have gone to cremation. And I don't know what the law is. I really don't. And I don't know if any other counties in the state of Texas do cremations rather than the burial. But you would know that. Mm-hmm. And I just think we could save money.
Well, the issue has been, and you can correct me if you know more on it, but what basically there has been a case where there was a cremation. I don't know that it was in Orange County, but that then after the fact, a family member opposed that. And so because it's indigent and it's being done by the county, we don't want to get into a legal issue.
I can look into this for you. I believe that he looked into it a couple years ago. And the problem is that the way the statute is written, it's that the duty has a county to the county has a duty to inter, which has the specific definition of burial. It's not a duty to dispose, which limited. I mean, in order to strictly comply with the statute, we're required to inter. I can look into it and make sure that I'm right about that. That was a couple years ago.
Because it would save us some money.
Well, I'm not sure it would, because I think we're going to still have to maintain the ashes somewhere.
Or bury the ashes. I mean, yeah. I think that would be the only way you could get around the interment requirement.
Or you could put them in your office on the show.
I would love that. Thank you. I'll look into it.
Thank you, Denise. You
put some shelves up there.
Now, let me do ask a question. Do we need to transfer this much money at one time? Or tell me why this much? This is about 24 extra.
We are hoping that this will get us through the end of the year.
Based on the average, it's being based over the last several months.
Nobody else is dying, right?
Well, that was our second choice, to not allow people to die, but I've been told that's...
That would be the preference.
It's a little tough.
Not our choice.
All right. Have we beaten that one to death yet?
We have, but I still had that question.
All right. I still have no motion yet.
So moved.
I have a motion by Four, second by Three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 14, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer general fund from 001-111-53860 contingency $25,000 to 001-111-53025 public health measures $25,000. Purpose is to supply funds to contend with the COVID-19 virus in our area, basically, if it gets here. We're just trying to be prepared.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion.
I will say, contingency is taking a hit this week.
Three. Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, you know, but that's why we put it there.
Is this to purchase masks and stuff like that?
Well, what it is for is set aside, so if we have the availability to... Yeah, we want to be prepared. We don't want to have to, because if we all of a sudden, because we feel like when this thing hits, I mean, if we get supplies, we're ready to move. Yes, sir. And we don't want to have to, because if we get it and they say all of a sudden there's a supply there, and then we have to come to court and make this move, it may be too late to get it. That's what we're doing.
We even discussed this morning, should we not be able to get the testing kits from the state, we might have to go out on our own.
Yeah. And so we're trying to be prepared. So I have a motion by One, a second by Three. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
That was backwards. Yeah. Motion by Three.
I'm sorry.
Motion. Three and one.
Let me correct me. Correct me. That's correct right. Me if I'm wrong. I know you will.
Don't worry.
Item number 15. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the Sheriff's Office, Sheriff's Vehicles, and prior year budget capital outlay from 001-111-53830, contingency of $90,314, to 001-740-57590, equipment is greater than 5,000 of $90,314. Purpose for PO number 18706-R1 Chevy Tahoe's ordered in July 2018, still not in from factory. PO rolled over but not rebudgeted. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. We just didn't have it in the budget last year, but the cars were already approved. We just didn't move it over.
So it really is budgeted.
In last
just
year's
from
budget,
last
not this year's,
year's budget,
budget
that carried over.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We budgeted last year. The money was still in there last year. We just didn't rebudget it this
okay.
year.
They were ordered,
but the cars are now in. Sure. Mm-hmm. I understand. Are they're still not here yet? Okay.
We didn't open not long after we ordered the cars. The factory went on.
What?
And they're way backed up.
Well, now no telling what it will be.
All right, that's interesting. Okay. Anyway, so that's it. A motion or a second?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 16, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of replacement of the security surveillance system at the Vidor Sub Courthouse. The system is obsolete and two of the cameras are inoperable. Sheriff Mayor.
Try to answer the questions you have. This was actually Captain Marlowe's project. They got something working and he couldn't be here. It's just my understanding all the cameras at the Vidor Sub Courthouse, they're just not operational. I know Cap Morlow went over and looked at all of them and met with some people over there, and this is what it's going to take to get the security system back up to speed.
Our cameras have been out since Harvey.
Yeah.
And we've tried and had people out there, and
so. And you just transferred this money inside your budget?
This is actually security funds?
No, this is courthouse security fund. I'm sorry. Yes.
Does this cover our office too? No?
Just the
sheriff's office. I didn't know if they were connected.
Second.
Motion by four. Second and by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That won't do anything to redo ours.
It does some of the outside, but I think y'all have to do it on the inside. Right?
And part of it.
And the two on the inside are operational,
right?
Correct? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but we're replacing two on the outside because they were the ones that we were having an issue with.
Okay. I think that's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank outside you. The building is considered court security, so it just happens.
And it can be used for court security funds.
Right.
But inside of your office wouldn't fall into that if we had to change something.
But you're,
I think that was
the they're good inside the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Inside
yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right. Misunderstood you.
That motion passes. So, Adam.
I'm sorry. Are you including the.
It's already in
no,
there.
It's already there because
outside
it's outside.
Security.
And it picks up their stuff okay. anyway.
Just the outside, nothing in her.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, if it was inside, then security funds
okay.
can be used
so
in your building. Inside. Yeah. Item 17, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer sheriff's office from 047-945-59999, other $17,391.45 to 047-945-57590, equipment of greater than $5,000 to $17,391.45, purpose to provide funds to purchase the security cameras for the Vidor sub-courthouse that we just approved.
So, I make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion by two, I have a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 18. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the Sheriff's Office from 001-740-52300, fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $4,000 to 001-740-59999, other $4,000. Purpose to provide funds to replenish the line item.
We're just moving money around.
Okay, I'll second.
I have a motion by one, I have a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court the financial report for Emergency Services District Number 1, Mr. Viator, Commissioner Precinct 4.
I never received it.
That's okay. No action.
So there's a no action.
No action.
All right. Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the February 2020 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Karen Fisher.
Okay, for the month of February, we collected $25,838,963.88. The county portion is $6,464,825.92. And Ms. Teresa, that's a percentage rate of 93.17.
Thank you very much. I always ask that. So a
93.17.
Is that good?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good to me. Okay.
All right. That's an action item.
So moved. So
action by three. Motion by three. Second by two. Anybody have any other further questions or anything they need to discuss? I'm sure Ms. Fisher would love to answer questions.
She does it before and she just answers it.
All right. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Discussion and possible action regarding a bid submitted on the following trust property. Account number 007044-000040, case number A170074-T, property location 745 Linden in Mitre, Texas.
We received a bid for $2,400, which is the actual market value of the property, and it's in the Aryan Brotherhood neighborhood. And so I recommend take the money and run.
So moved.
Second. Motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion?
Absolutely not.
I don't want to expand.
Absolutely not.
All right. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 22, discussion and possible action regarding approval for Sheriff Merritt to allow retired investigator Janoyce Grisaffe to purchase her assigned duty firearm. This firearm is a Glock 40 caliber model 22 serial number PZG583. The replacement cost is $409 and the check will be submitted to the Treasurer's Office for deposit. Once approved by the court, the firearm will be deleted off the Sheriff's Office inventory. This purchase is authorized under the authority of the Texas Government Code, Chapter 614.051.
I make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion by two, a second by three. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. All right. Whew, or don't you know it?
Is that cheap?
It's cheap.
I don't know.
Item number 23.
But I think he deserves.
A discussion and possible action regarding approving the county transportation director and one employee to attend the 15th annual FDA Drug and Alcohol Program National Conference. The conference is to be held in San Diego on April 14th, 16th, 2020. This is a budget item. This falls under our no travel policy now that we're under the declaration. She's going to go ahead and cancel that, so there's no need to approve. But because even though that's out past 30 days, chances are that they're going to cancel it anyway, and she doesn't want to take the risk of still having it as a scheduled ticket item. So there's going to be a no action on that. All right, item 24, discussion and possible action regarding allowing the purchasing agent to advertise for bids for prisoner transport services for the Sheriff's Office.
And this will be a standard contract for the prisoner transport for the Sheriff's Office.
Pretty much stated as is till we get one in hand.
He's not using his people.
All right, so we need a
motion.
We have a motion by four,
second
by three. Any further discussion?
Mm-hmm.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Good luck, Sheriff.
I sure hope it goes well.
city.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I know y'all have been working towards getting one. Hopefully we'll get one. Item 25, discussion and possible action regarding allowing the purchasing agent to advertise for a proposal for Hurricane Harvey State Mitigation Competition Services for Orange County. Yeah, well, Mr. Joel will talk about that.
Judge, Commissioners, the next 6 items are, I believe it is, are all pertaining to those different projects. And what happened is there was, apparently FEMA changed the language on how they wanted the procurement of these worded. And there were some counties that got into difficulty getting reimbursement because of the way the procurement was. So in an abundance of caution, so we don't get in that same situation, we're redoing the procurement on those hazard mitigation projects and CDBG projects.
Yeah, and doing them separately.
So that's what it's about on all of those. And the selection of a committee, which I believe Connie said.
That's the same committee that scored the other two, which was Commissioner Precinct 2, Commissioner Precinct 3, Assistant County Attorney Denise, Joel, and from the Auditor's Office was Lisa.
Yeah, and so those that committee, which was the next item, will be the committee, so we'll discuss that again then quickly. But then the next 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32, I know we have to do them separately for approval, but they're all the same, so when we get to them, the discussion we're having right now is going to be the same discussion, right?
Right. It's just different projects.
And of course, the same committee is going to want to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With that.
So
moved.
All right. So I have a motion by one and a second by... A second. We got to do it.
I'm going to second it.
Robert, we're going
to... Come on.
What
are
y'all doing?
What? We have a motion by one. I have a second by three to approve the person who's advertised for proposal. Motion by one, second by three. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. All right, now...
This is the one I'm going
to... Item 926, discussion and possible action regarding the selection of a committee to review and score the request for proposals for the Hurricane Harvey State Mitigation Competition Services for Orange County. And we can list those names one more time, if somebody wants to drop off. But if what's the name?
Was Commissioner Precinct 2, Commissioner Precinct 3, Denise and Joel, and Lisa from the Auditor's Office.
So moved.
Second.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
All right. So we have Commissioner 2, Commissioner 2, Teresa Beecham. We have Commissioner 3, Kirk Rockford. We have Ms. Grimion. We have Joel Ardoin. And we have Lisa from the Auditor's Office as our listed committee. And again, these items will go through the recs. So as we get to those, we'll have those same names. We'll follow on those committees when we move forward.
Wait a minute.
Yep. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Wouldn't do any good.
Motion passes. All right. Item number 26, discussion and possible action regarding allowing the purchasing agent to advertise for a proposal for hazard mitigation grant, DR4332, post-award services for Orange County.
So moved.
Motion by three.
Second.
Second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item number 28, discussion and possible action regarding the selection of a committee to review and score the request for proposals for the hazard mitigation grant DR4332 post-award services for Orange County. I assume we're going to use the same committee. Do we need to rename that committee again at every item?
I think you could just say the aforenamed committee.
The aforenamed committee from item number 26 would be still be serving. All right, I have a motion by one and a second by four. All in favor? Any opposed? Item 29, discussion and possible action regarding allowing the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for CDBG DR4332 infrastructure grant services for Orange County.
So moved.
Okay. Motion four, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 30, discussion and possible action regarding the selection of the committee to review and score the request for proposals for the CDBG DR4332 infrastructure grant services for Orange County. the aforementioned item number 26 committee named would be the same committee here.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Damn, they woke up.
I know. All of a sudden, somebody's cooking popcorn.
Yeah, it smells good.
Item 31, discussion and possible action regarding allowing the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for CDBGDR4332 local buyout program acquisition grant services for Orange County. Same thing.
So moved.
Motion by four, second by one.
Any
further action? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, item 32, discussion of possible action regarding the selection of a committee to review and score the request for proposals for the CDBGDR4332 local buyout acquisition grant services from Orange County.
Okay, but
it would be the aforementioned committee from item number 26. And we have a motion by one.
Can some of these be combined?
That was part of the problem, I think, is that they were combined.
We have to have a separate meeting for every one of
them.
You can do the meeting with just scoring the different.
That's what I mean.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Each individual agent had to be approved separately.
I just
for to meet guidelines now that they have since changed from last.
And you'll give us the information.
Yes, ma'am.
When the proposals come back, we'll combine all these.
Okay. Thank you.
Somebody will.
Yes. All right. So item number one, I have a motion by one, a second by four to use this aforementioned committee members from item number 26 for the committee. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 33, which is a different, thank goodness, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 20005 rebid for the Orange County Maintenance Department. That is A, one each Ford F-150 or 4x4 equivalent. On B, one each Ford F-250, 4x4 or equivalent. Item C, one each Ford Escape or equivalent. Connie Cassidy.
You all have the bid tab. We've received three bids, and you all have the bid tab.
Let's see here.
What are we replacing? Kurt, what are we replacing?
We're replacing three of the vehicles in the maintenance department.
But right, I got that. But what are these three replacing?
I have one vehicle that's a 1995 F-150.
Okay.
I have one that's an F-150 2000 model.
Okay.
And the Ford Escape owns the housekeeping to replace the van that we're using. And we're going to keep the van for hauling cargo when it's raining. To be able to have, because a lot of times we have to haul a lot of boxes.
That's right over
there. We don't have any covered vehicle to be able to haul anything. The van has 29,000 miles on it. It's 20 years old.
It has 29,000 and it's 20 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Pretty good.
The Sheriff Department's vehicle, it was parked for a while, and we took it over and put it back on the road, and we've been using it for housekeeping.
I think that's great.
But it burns a little bit more gas than the Ford Escape.
Well, if you're only using that many miles, it's not that.
Well, we've only been using it for a year.
How many miles you put on a year?
9,000 miles. It had 20,000 when we got it. Not too bad.
No.
Well, I can see that the other one is.
The vehicle that goes to the housekeeper that works in Vider. Well, she travels from Orange to the Vider office, and then from the Vider office to the 1442 location.
I was going to ask, is it the same one that comes to us?
And also does the gun range.
So you have the bids in front of you. Just looking at it, I want to say, because I think our margin that we can go up or minus is 3% to maintain local bid if we wanted to. And I was just doing the math to see if any one of these fit.
No.
And they don't.
Tried to escape,
didn't it? No. I thought it did first.
I thought it did. It's like $600 off. I mean, I'm sorry, it's $400 off. The 3%. And we have no leeway in this 3%.
It's $1,000 higher.
Local government.
Yeah, by local government code. It says that we can change up or down 3%, but none of these fit within 3%.
It's hard to believe.
So the low bid is the Silsbee Ford. If we wanted to go to Sabine River Ford because they're a local dealer, we have the option within our government code to go in up or down 3%.
Yeah.
Above a bid, but these don't fit the 3%. No.
It's just hard to believe on the Super Duty Cab 150 that our local would be over $6,000 higher.
I know it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, we've been in the same truck.
they send out the specs.
Yeah, I know.
All right. And we have a motion or to approve.
We didn't move to accept Silsbee Ford bid.
Or the low bid.
The low bid.
All right. So I have a motion by one to accept the low bid for the three vehicles. I have a second by four. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
We'll go ahead and state that I would much rather prefer to buy these locally when possible. But
I would too, and that's why I was doing the math on the 3%. I don't know what the.
But they've got to start working with us.
On the 150 Super Cab, like I said, it's like $6,600. I can't pay that much more.
Yeah.
But I'll say, when you look at
wow.
All right. Number 34, discussion and possible action.
What was the total amount was for the three?
I'll give you the per vehicle. That's probably the best way to go because I don't have the total.
Sure.
But the Ford Escape or equivalent was $20,460. The Ford F-150 XL Super Duty Crew Cab or equivalent was $28,460. The Ford F-250 XL Crew Cab or equivalent was $28,660. That would be the three vehicle purchase prices on those.
$77,580.
Yeah, $77,580. Thank you, Commissioner Rockford. All right, item number 34, discussion and possible action regarding IFB 20005 rebid for the Orange County Parks Department of one each Ford F-150 4x4 or equivalent. Same thing, the same bid package. You'll see it's the Parks Department, the item number 4 on the bid package.
Okay.
And it falls under the same guidelines. It does not meet the 3% if we wanted to change that. So the low bid is what we'd have to approve.
So moved. Accept the low bid.
All right. We have a motion by one to accept the low bid.
Second.
Have a second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And that bid price was $28,822.
Total.
It's just one bid.
Is that also Silsbee Ford, you said?
Yes, sir. Yes. Item number 35, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. Asset number 17951, a Coates tire balancer from Sheriff's Office to surplus.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 36, discussion and possible action regarding the deletion of the following items. MTS 2000 radios, asset numbers 17900, 18986, 18337, 17253, 17890, 18125, 17254, 17585, and 181179.
Could you repeat that again?
And then we have item B, MTS radio 2000s, or 2000 radios, assets numbers. As listed, because there's a bunch of them. we'll delete them from the inventory. So,
and Sheriff, going back to Captain Howard's conversation at earlier court, we were paying a fee for each one of these radios, and that's been taken off our account.
I'll double check, but I'm sure it hasn't been. Okay. We haven't been using them for a while.
Okay.
I will double check on that.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you. So moved.
All right. Have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And motion passes. Item number 37, discussion of possible action reporting adjourning Commissioners Court meeting. Have a motion by four, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.